Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, he narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, he says that in three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down verses with regards to three matters that I had suggested, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down verses that matched my opinion in that sense, that were in accordance with what I had suggested. One of them is that he says that I requested in the court of our beloved and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, لَوِتَّخَذْنَا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how would it be if we were to take the maqam Ibrahim as a place of prayer, where we go and offer prayer? And this is the exact same thing that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and make the station of Ibrahim a place of prayer. Subhanallah. So this was the opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that he suggested and requested in the court of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a revelation, a verse, an ayah, that in a sense endorsing the opinion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. So in this verse, the maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is mentioned. What is the maqam Ibrahim? For those viewers of Madani channel that might have heard of this before, that might have seen this before, but we do not know what exactly it is. Maybe some of you have been blessed with the opportunity to go and visit the blessed Haramain Sharifain, and particularly the Masjid al-Haram, where we go around the Kaaba, and there's a specific place which has a particular stone. And that stone, that place, that station is what we call the Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And why do we call it that? Because when Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was building the Kaaba, constructing the Kaaba, he stood on that stone. And that stone was, in one sense, this was a miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that his foot marks were imprinted onto that stone. So the marks of his blessed feet, they were imprinted onto that stone. And even until this day and age, the lovers of the Prophet wasalam, they go and they seek blessing from these relics, these tabarrukat, and the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam are still visible today. And this is the stone that he would stand on when he was constructing the Kaaba. So as he needed to go higher and higher, this stone would miraculously elevate and then come down.